Herbert Marshall as the man called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find the man called X.
Republic of Indonesia. Proud and strong, the young nation faces its future with confidence and hope. A confidence and hope shared by the man who leaves the government building at Padang, Sumatra.
You're sure about that, Ken? There's no mistake?
Not a chance, Chief. I just got word of it here in Singapore. He was Jim Martin, all right.
Another American oil man. The third one killed in the Republic of Indonesia in the past 2 months.
That's right. And this time it was out-and-out murder. No accident.
What's going on there, Ken? Any ideas?
Chief, do you remember the Daro Makeda?
Daro Makeda. Oh, that World of Freedom outfit.
Yeah.
Sure. They were collaborationists during the war, working with the Japs.
Well, they're at it again, being very patriotic about it. They want all foreigners driven out of Indonesia. And they want all of the oil to be nationalized.
Oh, it begins to sound familiar, Ken. 10 years ago, it was the Japs who wanted Asia for the Asiatics. Now?
Yeah. That nationalizing of oil gag makes a fine excuse to overthrow a government that's working with the Western democracies.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Isn't Jim Martin's company drilling test wells in undeveloped country in the north of Sumatra?
That's right. They're taking all the risk and only asking for a royalty if they manage to tap a new field. That's why the Daro Makeda will do anything to stop those wells from coming in.
How do we keep him from getting away with it, Ken?
I've already got my tickets, Chief. For Padang, Sumatra. That looks like oil derrick rigging you're unloading.
They ain't sewing machine parts, Mac.
You must be Brad Kelly.
What makes you think so?
They told me up at the office that I'd find you down here, loading equipment for the test well at Artine.
Who are you, Mac?
My name's Ken Thurston.
That don't mean nothing to me. What's your racket? Come on, spill it.
I want to know what you can tell me about Jim Martin's murder.
Oh, I get it. A company snoop. Well, you better steer clear, Mac.
Why?
Because Brad Kelly's telling you to, that's why. This outfit's paying me to drill a test well up at Artine. I got trouble enough without trying to play copper.
Sounds like you don't care who killed Martin.
All I care about is my job. The dough I'm going to get for bringing in a well, you savvy?
Sure. Just like it was back in 39, isn't it, Kelly?
39?
Yep. The year the Russian oil fields at Baku were being modernized.
What does that mean?
They hired some outside help to do the job. One of them was an American oil super by the name of Brad Kelly, remember?
Hello, Mr. Thurston.
All right, Pagon. How much do you want?
Exactly $163.29. How do you know it? Well, I wanted money.
What else?
And please, Mr. X, besides, you owe it to me.
I what?
Sure. It was pretty expensive for me to follow you here from Singapore, and I couldn't charter the aeroplane for peanuts, you understand?
What aeroplane?
Why, the one that's going to fly us to Mr. Kelly's oil well near Ahin. Nat.
Gentlemen, the Artine oil field.
Hey, somebody beat us up here.
That red plane on the strip?
Sure. Belongs to that oil man who is the boss around here.
Brad Kelly?
The Joker, yeah. Him and me are the oldest and dearest of friends.
No wonder it didn't cost him anything to learn that I was a man called X.
Are you kidding? It cost him exactly $10. Oh?
That's what I thought.
Looks like $10 is Pagan's standard fee for treason, Ken.
Treason? Now, what kind of talk is that? I was only trying to see that nothing happens to this oil well. I was only trying to... Yay!
Yeah. Looks like you got here a little late, Pagan. It's already happened.
Look at that rigging. Look at it. Another 24-hour shutdown. And all because some lousy...
I believe you are forgetting something that is more important, Mr. Kelly.
Yes, Sunga, like what?
The fact that three men were killed in the nitroglycerin explosion.
What the devil do I care how many lazy natives get their heads blown off? With their own blasted carelessness.
Was it, Mr. Kelly? Or was it the Darul Makeda?
Now look, Sunga, for the last time I'm telling you to knock off that guff about the Darul Makeda. I don't want to hear it anymore. You get me? Knock it off.
Why? You afraid there's some truth in it?
Thurston, what the devil are you doing here?
We didn't settle anything about Jim Martin's murder at our last meeting, Kelly.
Maybe that's the way I want it. And what I said before still goes. Stay clear of me.
So Brad Kelly's blowing off steam again, Singer.
So it would appear, Frederica. But someday he will not find his safety valve in words. And then will come the explosion. But we forget our manners. I do not believe this gentleman and I have met.
My name's Ken Thurston.
And I am Sunga Tabara, Mr. Thurston. Allow me to welcome you to our keep.
Thanks, Mr. Tabaran.
Sunga's an oil geologist, Ken.
Oh, working for Kelly?
The Indonesian government has assigned me to aid companies such as this in whatever way that I can.
It must be a pretty rugged assignment. What with Kelly and the explosions, the Darul Makeda.
Oh, you overheard them.
What makes you think they might be behind this nitro explosion?
It was so predicted, Mr. Thurston, by Negara.
Negara?
Yes. A girl who gives dance plays with Wayang. But perhaps you are not familiar with Wayang.
Yeah, they're puppets, aren't they? Used in shadow plays to tell stories about the past.
And about the future, Mr. Thurston. The more superstitious of my people believe that anything the puppets say will come true, even if my people themselves must help bring that truth to realization.
You mean they really believe that nonsense?
Negara's Wayang made two predictions at her shadow dance last night. Both came true today.
What were they, Sunga?
They said that smoke and fire would cover the great iron tower and stop its beating heart. A nitro explosion.
And the other prediction?
That a great bird of the skies would land here today, carrying with it a devil god. A devil god who would be known by the symbol X.
Hey, I don't get it, Mr. X. What's all this yakety-yak about devil gods and dances and Darul Marqueras? What's all that got to do with drilling oil wells?
That's what we had to find out, Pagan.
But why monkey around with all this mishmash? If you want to know who's throwing wrenches into the oil wells, just ask me.
You've got it all figured out.
Sure. It's that Sunga Tabara.
Very interesting.
It's got to be him.
Why?
That's besides the point. Anyway, if it's not him, it's that Kelly Joker. Or that gorgeous geranium Frederica. It's a cinch.
I don't know how I could ever get along without you, Pagan.
Thank you.
Oh, but someday I'd like to have a try. Here's our tent. Let's go in. Well.
Huh? What's so well about, well?
Greetings, great one. I bid you welcome in the name of the holy triad of Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva.
Oh, thanks, baby. We,
You must be Negara.
That is so, great one. High priestess of the Wayang. And you are the devil god who have come to battle those whose selfish interests bring only destruction.
What makes you think we're here for that reason, Megara?
It has been so predicted by the Wayangs, great one. And whatever is said by the Wayangs comes to pass.
Have they told you who these selfish interests are?
It is to be told tonight. At a shadow play in the jungle to the north. Be there, and you will see and hear for yourself. Until then, safe one.
Sure, baby. Good. Bye. Boy, what a screwless character. Hey, Mr. X?
I doubt it. But here. On this cot.
Hey, what do you know? It's a Charlie McCarthy.
It's a Wayang. A shadow puppet that tells the future.
It is? Hey, that things look like you.
That's right.
Then what is it doing with that... with that... Oh, Mr. X.
Yeah. The hilt of a dagger, Pagan. Sticking out of his chest.
As Brad Kelly.
The man called X believes that the Dario Mercator, a subversive organization, is planning to overthrow the Indonesian government under the smokescreen of a cry for nationalization of oil. He's in the wild northern country of Akin, where the success or failure of a test well being drilled by American interests might determine the success or failure of the Daryl Mercader's plans.
What kind of a sucker are you anyway, Sunga? There's no oil here. If you can sell Kelly on the idea of drilling further north on my land, we can all get rich.
I'm afraid, my dear Frederica, that the welfare of Indonesia is a bit more important in my estimation than your personal gain.
Okay, okay. Wave a flag if you want to. But nobody gets anything if you don't hit oil here, and you're not going to.
You sound pretty sure of that, Frederica.
I am sure. Kelly's drilled way below the limit of the other wells on Sumatra. And if that's not enough, ask Sunga what the test borings show.
What do they show?
Actually, very little upon which to base an opinion, Mr. Thurston. We must drill for many more weeks before anything definite can be known.
By that time, my options will be up. I've got to start drilling on that land before then, or I can't hold the leases.
Sounds like Sunga was right. You're more interested in making a dollar than in what happens to Indonesia.
Sure I am. Why not? Nobody gives you anything for nothing in this world.
Well, maybe we shouldn't expect it, Frederica.
All right, Ken. Preach your fancy little homilies. Let Sunga wave his flag. Won't do you or Indonesia any good. You'll never strike oil here.
I still want to know why you're so sure.
Two words, Ken. Daryl Mercator.
I don't get it, Mr. X. The oil well isn't working after the explosion, so why do we have to visit it at this time of night?
The perfect time for the Daryl Mercator to make a move.
Huh?
Easy now, we're almost there.
See? The joint's empty.
Any bets?
Where did it come from?
Somebody working in the rigging.
Oh, that's crazy. What could anyone be doing out here in this dark?
They could be loosening the drill. So it'll fall down the bore.
They could?
It'd be weeks, maybe months of fishing for it before they could drill again. Plenty of time to start it. And finish the revolution. Come on.
You'll die, Deloga! You'll die!
Yes! You'll
die, Deloga!
Yes!
Die! All right, Pagan, you can come out from behind that barrel now.
Boy, look at that knife in his hand. Oh, you shot him just in time.
I didn't shoot him.
You didn't? But...
Thanks, Megara.
Megara?
I had a presentiment that the Daryl Mercator might strike tonight.
Looks like you were right. Good going.
Hey, what gives with this cookie? She don't talk screwy like she did before.
I told you that was only an act, Pagan.
But she's the one who brought the puppets to the tent. The one dressed like you, with the knife stuck in him.
No, it was not I who brought the wiring there. I found it when I came to the tent to talk with you.
Huh?
It puzzled me because it's apparent we're both fighting the same enemy. The Daryl Mercator.
Then you know they're trying to destroy this well.
Of course. Just as they're attempting to destroy all Indonesia.
Huh?
We'll have to discuss it some other time. Your friends heard the shot.
Yes. When, Degara? Where?
I'll let you know. In the meantime, be on guard.
Boy, with a luscious lollipop, huh? And plenty handy with that gun.
I wonder.
Are you kidding? In that dark, with everybody moving, she picks off that guy with a knife just like that.
What if she missed Pega?
Huh?
She might have been shooting at me.
Suppose you're waiting for me to thank you for last night, Thurston, huh?
The rig is operating again, Kelly. That satisfies me.
Good thing, too. I'd hate to hang for as long as it's going to take me to thank any stooge the company's put on my tail. Just stay out of my hair while I'm on this job.
That's grateful, Cuss, isn't he?
Well.
He's not alone. You won't get any thanks from me either.
I didn't think so.
Oh, why not?
If that drill had fallen, the company might have given up this well. Then you'd have had a chance to sell them on drilling your property.
Why should I go to those lengths when I got an inside track?
Sunga Tabaran?
He made another test boring today. From the look on his face, it wasn't too encouraging. Is that right, Sunga?
It's what right, Frederick?
But the test boring, no good, was it?
No. No, I'm afraid that it was not.
No trace of oil-bearing sand or shale?
None, Mr. Thurston. I am almost convinced I should recommend another site for a test well.
And little Frederica's got just the land for it, hasn't she, darling?
I hate to disappoint you, Frederica, but the answer is no.
What?
There is much more promising land, geologically, to the northeast of Akin.
What kind of dirty double cross is that? After what you promised me.
I promise you nothing, Frederica.
Don't give me that. If there's another test well, it's going to be on my land.
Kind of a theoretical argument right now, isn't it, Frederica?
Not on your life. There's nothing theoretical about... Give it a minute. What's going on at the well?
The drilling has stopped. That excitement.
Ken, that must mean that...
That's right, Frederica. The well's come in. They've hit oil.
You know something, Mr. X? I'm getting tired of wandering around this oil well in the middle of the night. Why are we wasting time here now?
Because Brad Kelly is not in his tent.
So what?
So I want to see what he's doing in the tool house.
Hey, that's right. There's a light burning inside there. I wonder what's cooking.
Let's go in and find out.
How do you like that? Joint's empty. Kelly's not here.
Take another look, Pega. Behind the desk.
Behind the... Mr. X.
Yeah.
But who would want to bump off Kelly? That Daryl Marquette outside?
Would you like to answer that, Sunga?
Sunga?
I do not mind, Mr. Thurston.
Hey, for pointing the thing at me.
Tell me, how much did you learn during that telephone call you made?
Enough. You're not an official representative of the Indonesian Republic. And you've got your own leases on oil lands northeast of Akin.
A rather complete but hardly incriminating dossier.
I wonder if the Daryl Mercator would agree with you.
What do you mean?
You're being paid to stir up revolution in Indonesia. What you were really after was to steer the test well to your own property, to cash in both ways. I don't think your bosses would like that kind of double cross.
I'll spare you the trouble of telling them. By locking you in this two-house, when the burning oil from the well strikes it, you'll be in no condition to talk to anyone.
Burning oil? But that well is not on fire.
You're quite true, Mr. Zell-Schmidt. But 15 seconds after I leave here, it will be. Good night, my friend.
Good night, but Mr. Rex, he means it. We're going to burn in here, burn to little pieces.
no good. We couldn't break down the door with a crowbar if we had a crowbar. Ooh.
Ooh. Maybe we won't need one. Stand back. I think that did it. Come on, let's try it.
Huh? Try what?
The door, you idiot. I fired at the lock. Come on.
Rex, you did it. You saved me. That no good Sanga didn't get away with a thing.
Didn't he, Pagan?
Sure. It's just like I told you, Miss Dorn. He shoved me away from the tool house and ran inside saying he still had work to do. Oh, poor Mr. X.
Poor Mr. X is right. That tool house is a cinder. It looks like your friend lost all the way around, including his life.
Oh, don't say things like that.
There's no other way to say it. Look at those flames. See the fire.
Huh?
It's going out.
Huh? Yeah, you're right. It is going out. Oh, it's gone. But what happened?
There's the answer, Delsmith. Coming toward us in the fire suit. He's taking off the helmet now.
Huh? It's him. Oh, Mr. Delsmith.
So that's the reason he went back into the tool house. To get the suit and the carbon tent equipment.
You bet, yeah. Well, looks like we cleaned up another one, eh, Mr. X?
Not quite, Pagan.
Huh? But the well's okay again.
Yeah, but they're still Sunga Tabaran.
Oh, that's right.
I'm not so sure you had to worry about him, Ken.
What do you mean?
I ran into the native girl, Negara, just before this shindig started. She brought something for you. Here. Mean anything to you?
Hey, it's another one of those puppet things.
Yeah, a wayang. Dressed just like Sunga was the last time we saw him.
That's right. It is. Could be his twin brother, except that it hasn't got a... Mr. X.
That's right, Pagan. It hasn't got a head.